Start it up, Hank.
Fire up.
Welcome to the world's worst podcast. All right, it's a little bit of a shit show. A little bit of a shit show today at the shop. It's
a crazy day today.
As you can see, Mono and Moses are not here because they're working currently downstairs, so they'll come up any moment. So you're stuck with me and this doofus over here.
What's doofus?
You don't want to know.
Hank, what's doofus?
You don't know what that means?
No.
It's a compliment.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. It means you have to sit on something.
No, for real. What's doofus?
I don't even know what it means. We just call all our friends that.
Everybody give us a warm, special shout out to Gabe. He did a good YouTube video today. Got positive feedback, not too much hate like normally. So it was a good video. Lots of action, lots of cool stuff. Shop updates was a very good mixture. There was even a skit in there of Moses eating a car. And we're going to talk about that. So yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, Moses over here was chewing on a bumper of a red Lamborghini Urus. And caused significant damage to the car. Why'd you do that? Why were you eating the car, Moses?
Oh, fuck.
We have to bring the phone over here because Sark has lost the shop phone. Is there anything he does right?
I think we have the world's most expensive shop phone. I promise you. There's no cordless phone that's $1,200.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like weird. A scam or something.
100%. And it doesn't like work with any other.
It's a scam.
Yeah, like it's the only, you got to buy that one. Like the other ones don't work. Like,
oh man, this is the most amazing drink I've ever drank.
Is there ginger in it?
Water, lemon, cayenne, and some stevia. Stevia.
Oh, there's no ginger. Then I would like it. I hate ginger.
I have a little bit of a gallbladder problem, so I'm trying to deal with that.
Oh, everybody has a problem.
Gallstones somewhere. And shit. But anyways, one of our clients, Red Lamborghini Urus Wide Body, saw in a previous episode, is sadly damaged because his big pit bull was chewing on his car. Caused damage on his front carbon fiber lip, his front flares, the side of the car, at the back of the car. So we are going to have to remove these things and fix them and paint them. And we thought it would be a good skit to have Moses chewing on the car for you guys. So
it was good.
He took it a little bit far because he had like red paint inside his mouth. Why? You were really chewing on the car.
Yeah. That was the whole point.
Like if this was like, let's say, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, then there would be a problem because you would have chemicals in your mouth.
But shit.
Now, luckily, it's all water-based. So chew all you want. Well, the clear coat isn't water-based, but whatever.
I'm trying to find this quick number 2 seconds.
Well, technically, you also eat clear bra vinyl, too.
Yeah.
That's like plastic, so yeah, that's pretty
not,
bad.
That's not good at all. Yeah, that's
so you ate plastic, water-based paint, and clear coat.
Clear coat.
Shit.
So all and that together.
Maybe even some part of the body kit, which is fiberglass, carbon?
Yeah.
You're pretty fucked up right now.
So you have a lot of... That's okay. That's why you lost the phone.
Sarkis lost
the phone. No, he lost the phone.
Who lost the phone?
The phone rang and Sarkis said Moses has the phone and now the phone's gone.
Is that true?
I don't know. It's very weird. I don't know what happened. Let's see.
Yeah, you guys, we were all over the place too. Oh, how was that? He's going to throw it back this time. He's like, this is enough. How'd you get his eye?
What was that? Raisin?
Oh, it's an almond.
That was the tip of a cigar. Oh,
fuck.
But not a burnt part. It was like the part I cut.
It went in my eye.
Yeah,
it how? Did cut his eye.
And it was like sharp. It was like
You heard it.
Sorry, man.
Okay, so Moses lost the phone. It wasn't Sarkis.
More than lost the phone, and it's $1,200 for
a yes. Phone. It's $900 for a used one, but the battery is not included.
Stupid.
Isn't that like, it's like, I don't understand. It's definitely a scam.
No, we'll find it. We'll find it. It's got to be here somewhere.
It's the only one we left. If not, then I guess we're going to have to order two.
Yeah.
Might as well. If we're going to eat shit, let's eat shit real good. Right?
Nice.
We need two anyway. Okay, doesn't matter.
Question. What about we change the phones and get it? There's a cheaper one.
I tried. Chipper, huh? There's a cheaper one, but it's way more expansive.
How's it?
It'll change the whole system.
Oh. Yeah, the whole thing needs to be changed. Like,
we we have to change the computer.
This is all Khalu's fault.
I cannot send.
Don't plug that guy. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he was scamming.
Screwed us on everything.
He was scamming us.
Make sure you guys get a good IT guy.
Yeah,
or else he'll pay for it after a year or two.
In the morning, you weren't here. You tried to screw us more.
Yeah,
you weren't. Well, here. What did I say?
So look, there has to be a scam where
he's laughing.
These kind of guys, they put like some stupid little expiration thing inside the software that after like 2 years it starts getting. You know how iPhone does it. You know, they slow down people's phones.
It's not just only iPhone. The iPhone does it too.
Anything with electronics.
Bro, Samsung,
anything.
The new one came out, the old ones, the battery was dying quickly.
I know, but this guy's a dumbass. I don't think he knows stuff
what
like
do you
that.
Mean, man?
He doesn't have to.
That's his whole livelihood. Yeah.
No, I get it. The company makes it that way.
The company does it because then it makes people buy new shit.
That's how they make money.
Why would anybody want your security system, let's say, on your... the cameras to work fucking forever.
Yeah.
How are they gonna
make
money?
It's kind of like the iPhone thing that people say. When the new one comes out or old ones.
But there's no such a thing. Show me one product, it lasts
but
forever.
Why is one company giving a year warranty and then the other one 3 years? Because probably they have that there.
Because
you know what
that
I mean?
Part like comes after every three years, that one comes
maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man.
If something's gonna last forever,
we're not talking about like a mechanical part. We're talking about
hardware. Expiration.
Not just mechanical. Yeah. Everything
that shit has an internally defective explanation, and it just at one day just starts getting fucked up like more and more. So you could buy a new shit.
It's like programmed to when it's gonna fail. Like. It's clicking.
Same thing with cars. Same thing with airplanes. Same thing. Everything.
I mean, yeah.
Even maybe.
I don't know.
Those things you cook on it.
Cars, I would say even less, things. But
no. Now back in the days, 1980s cars are much better.
With like more reliable.
That's because there's new technology. There's so much technology.
Engine
now.
Stuff like that. These days, bro, the fucking 60,000 engine goes bad.
Yeah, because it's all mechanical. It's like it's new stuff.
It's also more power, more thing.
There's a thing
like Hank's Jeep.
But
Hank's Jeep,
he got a new car.
Hank is also
he got a Mercedes.
Oh, you didn't know, right?
Hank is throwing the Jeep on one of our employees.
No,
without telling him that the car is really fucked up.
He said, "What's the problem?" I was like,
"Oh shit!"
I named him off, and he said, "I can fix it." I was like, "All right."
No,
are you sure you named it out?
Yeah.
You didn't say like it's good. It just needs gas.
The steering goes a little right.
The problem with these guys is they think they can fix anything. So you sold him a car. Now he's stuck with it. I don't know what he's gonna do. Fuck.
Hey. His cousin has a mechanic shop. Don't even worry.
I don't care. As long as Hank has transportation,
he got a Mercedes now. Good.
Oh yeah, he got a Benz. You know about
it? Yeah, you know
me. White Mercedes.
Good stuff, man.
You upgraded pretty quick.
Damn, from Alhambra, you went to a compressor.
I already ordered some 20-inch RDB wheels.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Nice. We're going to stance it around the wheel. Nice.
It's worth 10 times the car, but it's okay.
Yeah. If you sell the wheels, you pay off the car.
Yeah.
If you sell the wheels, you pay off the car.
God damn it. Is that a Sarkis joke? What is that?
No, my throat got fucked up. That's why I thought... Getting old, man. I'm coughing like, oh yeah, dad.
But yeah, so we're dealing with a lot of shit down here. Too many cars. But
you got
to drop
off
time.
Another white body kid. Yours too.
Yeah, the builds are stacking.
There's
up
another
again.
One just waiting that we're just kind of pushing back a little bit. We got to finish like four or five cars before that car.
Now I'm scared.
Oh my god, they're calling them.
Now I'm scared. There's a lot of bills.
2 weeks it has to be done, at least, right?
It will be done.
2 weeks? Yeah, we got to get done in 2 weeks. It'll be great. He'll like it. And where's your two jobs that the guy was supposed to bring?
The guy just texted me 20 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
He said, I'm going to send you the VIN.
He hasn't had the VIN. He bought the car?
No, he's getting the car on Wednesday.
He hasn't paid for it yet?
No, he told me.
He would be able to get the VIN numbers very fast. If
he's spending $300,000 on a Lamborghini, I'm pretty sure he has a sticker.
One text away to get the VIN numbers.
From the guy that's selling it.
From the first day, he told me he's getting the cars on Wednesday. So he called on Friday. So I gave him the prices. I was not sure about the master.
He's a follow-up. So he keeps calling like...
Yeah. It was, I don't know.
He emailed also over the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
I gave him the email. Tell him email. Okay.
Some people take it very far.
After Moses spent days and days...
2 days.
But not once. Many times.
Yeah. You don't know who...
and becoming like he puts all the effort into it. They even also put effort into it. And then at the end, it becomes like a scam. It becomes a prank. It becomes.
It's crazy. How the hell?
Nothing.
It's crazy, man. It's
his
crazy.
Credit card matched his name.
Do you know what the thing is? Like when I was younger, my dad told me one thing. It's like it's the craziest thing he told me. And it's every day. It's like every time this happens, the saying comes to my head. He's like, customers are like thieves. You don't know when they're coming. So it's crazy. Said, like, so they're trying, but like sometimes they.
Yeah.
Our people are really bored.
I don't know. You
know
so we mean? Have to employ tactics to. Politely figure out if it's a scam or not, because it could be a real person.
Yeah,
because we have wild jobs from people that would be like, oh, this is bullshit, but then it's real.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We never know, and we don't want to just say no to everybody. So he asked for ID. The guy wouldn't give ID, and then we said, give the VIN numbers of the cars that you're sending. We need it for invoicing. Yeah, yeah. And he said, what, let me give me some time or something.
Yeah,
so that means more than likely it's a scam.
Also, a person that says no problem, money's not a problem.
Usually,
80% sure it's a scam. Yeah, because
rich people care about their money.
Yeah, that's why they're rich.
Fox.
Hey, I met somebody that said they played basketball with you.
Oh shit!
And they said you really wanted to be in the NBA, and I laughed really hard.
Who?
Fuck.
Is he from the air up there?
No, he's probably it's probably one of maybe longtime friends that probably know him too. Maybe play basketball together.
Who was Remember? It, man?
Some guy told me he saw you at the gas station.
It was the old high school friend or something.
Oh, okay, so probably, yeah. Maybe the
Wilson? Glendale and Wilson, I think, the gas station. They saw you. They messaged me.
Yeah, bro. I was told that you were trying to be in the NBA, all kinds of shit.
It's not true.
Oh, you would want to be in the NBA, huh, Moses? If you want, we already talked about it. What would you be?
It's hard. It's hard to be in the NBA.
No, you're good. For your age, you play pretty well. Well, he does, really. He's fast.
It's hard. NBA's
not
hard.
Anymore. He's done.
Strong. You know how strong he is?
Yeah, no, I changed it a lot.
It takes a lot of strength to hold down.
A lot of vitamins. This is
good. You know, we're getting old and...
Old and tired and what?
Raging.
Yeah, we're definitely getting old, man, for sure.
We are not the same anymore, definitely. I don't think anybody here is the same.
I think after like 30, it goes quicker. Like the years go quicker, I think, right? Mm-hmm. After 30, it goes quicker.
Yeah, for sure.
And like right now, we're like right here. Like we were going up and now we're like this.
Yeah.
Right?
To go down.
Yeah, like 40, you'll start like tilting down like this, but... I'm saying if you work out or like...
It doesn't matter.
I promise. Doesn't working out, eating right make you like feel better? And
yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Exercise is super important.
And your diet is...
Non-fatty important. Shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Very important.
More of what working out is the eating. What the... All right, that's
hey,
it.
You have come. To do something.
No. He's going to come on the bottom.
Yeah.
Ryan, are you joking?
Who told you to come upstairs?
Come here. What's your name? No, come here. Say it on the mic. What's your name?
Felix.
Okay. God. Now take the invoice and leave. I'm joking.
That's it. I'm calling your boss.
I'm a nice guy. I'm kidding.
I'm calling your boss on FaceTime.
Yeah. It's nice shorts, man.
How's life? Good? What?
You're dead.
Oh, my God.
You're dead.
Do you know Sarkis?
Is it bad? Is it bad?
You like him?
I mean, is it bad or it's funny, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. You like Sarkis? You know what Sarkis does?
Oh,
you're dead.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's calling his boss.
You're done. You're done. Yeah.
What is going on?
You're done. Who told you to come upstairs? Who the fuck told you to come upstairs? Which idiot over there? Which dumbass? Which one was it? Which stupid person told you to come up here? Which one? Javier? Oh, you fucking...
Okay,
no,
really, Javier? Really?
You see the camera right there?
He's recording your butt.
We're recording, bro. You're going to be on TV.
Okay, yeah. What's happening?
You also might lose your job.
Shit.
Look, you at least move. This is the worst. Okay, seriously, move. This guy's like... I can't. Oh my god. Okay, what just sign it, dude. Just so you leave. Sign it. So
fuck it. Just sit down.
Oh, you know what? Have a seat, bro. Come.
Right here. Sit.
Sit right here.
Yeah, I might as well.
Moses.
Okay, just sign it. He'll leave if you sign.
No, but get.
Just return the parts, man.
Or that. It's Hank's freaking screw. Just return it.
You're lucky it's a good car.
Bye bye, Moses.
Just go. Yeah.
Fuck!
Have a good day.
We lost Moses, ladies and gents.
Wow. Well, that was a fun moment. Hank, you like that?
Let's get into some notes. Yeah, yeah, this is not going to be a super long podcast. We're a little late today. So we're going to get in some nice juicy notes.
This is crazy. It's everywhere.
I saw this in the morning.
This is everywhere.
This is everywhere.
Damn.
Okay. Well, I didn't understand one thing about this. But anyways, starts at $230,000.
Worth it.
Electric car. Okay. Full electric. The Porsche, what are they calling it? The Turbo GT? What?
No, Taycan GT.
Turbo GT.
But is it a Taycan Turbo GT?
It's a Taycan.
Anyways, 1,092 horsepower.
Oh my God.
0-60, 2.1 seconds.
I wish it wasn't electric, but
they broke electric records all over. Where was that? Laguna? Yeah, Laguna. They broke faster production car around Laguna and Nuremberg. For electric car, I think, not just production car. I don't think it's the fastest production car.
I'm in electric.
So. Electric, right? Yeah. Using launch control brings the horsepower from 777 to 1,019. And 1,092 peak only lasts 2 seconds.
That's where they get you.
And it's a little scam. See, they're starting to scams on this horsepower too now. But cool ass car.
Very.
There's a Y6 version, which is like a it has a roll cage in it and shit. So I didn't understand that part of it. But that's wild. Like, is people going to drive around with an electric sedan with a roll cage around town?
I don't think so. It'll be with the roll cage. Or maybe
there's a Y-Sec package that's going to have it.
Maybe like
it drops 485 pounds, removes the rear seat area. So it's only two-seater. Kind of crazy. The right paddle shift activates attack mode, which is 10 seconds of maximum power. Active ride suspension, 10-piston front calipers.
How come they cannot make the same one with the engine?
What?
Same thing with engine. Completely like...
You can, just bigger turbos and you need that stuff like that.
That is crazy that they ripped the seats out in the back. And like
for that package, I feel like they should offer that package, but more streetable. I don't understand why that's such a race version of it.
It's a safety thing, I'm sure.
Is it?
No, it's a Porsche
for the roll cage.
It's a Porsche gimmick, two-seater.
But if you remember on the GT2 and the 3, that roll cage, that certain package they never brought to the US. Well, they brought the Y-Suck, but not like the roll cage, certain things. So this might be a UK only. UK,
maybe, yeah. But it has like a kit on there and stuff. So hopefully they offer that for the US cars.
Yeah, I think all this.
Maybe it'll be a Y-Suck package, but without all the racy stuff. I don't know. But looks tremendously better with the body kit on there. Hopefully they also make the wagon version of it.
Oh, yeah.
The GT, Grand GT. I don't know what they call that either. But that thing is sick.
That's my favorite.
Like, I would get that for sure before the regular Taycan.
Yeah.
But are you going to be spending $250,000 on this car?
I don't know. Depends on how much money I have.
Correct.
Right?
But if you're in the market for first of all, you have to be in the market for an electric car.
Yeah.
There's nothing that compares to that. Really? Tesla's? No.
No, there's a Tesla called Spider something.
No, there's not.
No, it's going to come out. No. It's the coupe, two-door.
The Roadster. Yeah, that's Roadster. One day going to come out, but that's I don't know when.
Yeah.
There's the Lucid Sapphire.
Yeah.
Which is probably not that great.
No.
They're obviously, they're supercars. There's the Rimac, which is crazy. But anyways, this is a regular, very fast electric car from Porsche and pretty cool.
No, it's sick. It's nice. It looks good. Electric's throwing me off, but
funky with it with purple and shit. But this one was really retaliation to like Tesla being so fast, and Porsche's like F you.
Yeah,
or
sure. Germans did
because their original Taycan is like nice, not that great. So
It's still fast. The Taycan Turbo is really fast.
Yeah, it is.
I also saw, we did one e-tron, but I saw one on the road the other day. That e-tron looks pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick, honestly. That I would be in the market for that if I was electric car. E-tron is pretty nice. I would probably get an e-tron over a Taycan, to be honest.
Really?
The e-tron is, it's better as far as like, I don't know, it feels more comfortable like inside. Mm-hmm. Everything, the layout. It's
kind I'm of not similar. The biggest fan of the Taycan.
No.
Now this side, because that's so much more power.
The Taycan, you like sink in too much. Like you're like.
Why can't they make it an exactly whatever the gas car is, but with an electric engine? Why do they have to make it like more simplified inside and more basic? Like why? Why does it have to be like that? You know? That's why I like the Spectre. The Spectre, they went even more luxury inside. They put stars in the doors and they made it all electric. So it's weird.
Porsche was never into like luxury inside.
No, never.
They were always simple. They were all about their engine.
The same thing as like a BMW too.
No, BMW stepped up.
Yeah, just lost one. The 5 Series.
No, they stepped up in general, BMW. Yeah. It's crazy inside, all of them. But Porsche is never into like interior. When it comes to interior, the Cayenne Turbo S has the like a really nice interior. But Porsche doesn't care about interior. They care about performance and speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but anyways, let us know your thoughts on this car. You'd buy it. What's good? What's bad? Let's go on to the next one, which is the Lexus LFA. Just 500 of the LFAs were built, as you know. Sticker price around 375.
Huh?
375 grand sticker price. And now they're over 800 grand in the market. There was an LFA leaving a car meet in Georgia in January. The roads were wet and he hydroplaned and hit a fire hydrant. Are you trying to load it?
Yeah, it's not.
Just press the YouTube.
It's not.
It's not loading it.
The car got pretty wrecked. I guess it was a YouTube video on it. The carbon fiber passenger door to the rear of the car looks destroyed, but the owner is repairing the car.
How clickbait? The
door
is that?
Alone is $40,000 on a Lexus.
I didn't know it was all carbon.
Yeah, that's a special car.
$1 million mistake is the front thing.
What? It says that?
Yeah, that's $1 million.
That's not a $1 million.
I'm just saying we're clickbait.
Clickbait.
Yeah. That Lexus has
man.
40,
we really need to be doing clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done
clickbait. $1 million.
We've never done clickbait.
I'm gonna bullshit every fucking thumbnail from now on YouTube. I'm just gonna make it whatever I want. Yeah, anything I want, I'm gonna do it.
This might be $1 million mistake.
It's not.
If it's 800 grand, he lost the total. Did 800 grand, right?
He's gonna get the money back.
Yeah, he's gonna get full money.
Man, what if you put like $200,000 in it, and then for him it's $1 million?
He'll get it back.
He'll get it back. But I'm just
insurance.
Saying.
Huh? And he's fixing it.
Yeah.
Why is this car 800 grand?
I mean, the problem with this one is that it was done in public. Everybody saw it. There's video of it. So he's not gonna be able to hide that. He's not gonna. Everybody's gonna know. So if he ever sells it, can't hide shit, and people are gonna know. So it obviously destroys the value of it a little bit, but it's not $1 million mistake.
Is our internet acting up today?
Might be.
Again?
I think it is.
Not here. Not on my phone.
I didn't have any issues earlier, but now it's
not. I think working. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Just
I can't even refresh.
Mine seems to be working.
I haven't had a problem the whole day today. I don't know if anyone had. Nobody had problems today.
Speed test, man.
The speed test I tested it 2 hours ago was like perfect. You'll see, right? It's steady too. Unless
it's your computer, Hank.
I think he's right. Yeah.
It's the internet?
I haven't been doing anything.
No, right there.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's very slow and it was like taking time to even do anything. It's a 40 megabytes, bro. It's nothing. Yeah, it's the internet.
Was that true?
Do you want me to give you a hotspot?
Oh, yeah. I'll just run it off mine.
Got to call that guy.
We just talked about this 15 minutes ago about whatever we're talking about. This is the problem.
He's a bad person.
He's going to say everything's okay.
What the fuck is going on now?
Are you joking?
Moses, who's
is this a prank?
What the fuck, bro? I'm going to start.
This is a prank. This is a prank. Go down there. Tell him it's enough. Just lock the door. This is a prank. This is a prank.
Thank you.
100%. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I'm gonna look at the camera.
No, no, no. You're gonna lock the door. Just lock the door.
This is Javier.
Is the honor sign on? Bank?
No, because somebody stole.
Someone stole the wire. So when we go down, we'll tell him if that sign is on, nobody can come up. It's crazy.
I think Javier is playing games
again. Yeah, for sure. Keep
I'm going to play a game with his paycheck if he's going to fuck.
How do you guys know it's Javier? What if it's...
It's not, bro. I think they came like here. I think it's Sergio, bro. I think it's Sergio. No, yeah.
That's what I was about to say, but I didn't want to name drop.
Anyways, we're going to deal with these morons later. Stolen Ferrari found 28 years later.
Oh, shit.
Yep. F1 driver Gerhard Berger drove his Ferrari 512M to Imola Grand Prix in 1995. He and his teammate were walking to the parking area and witnessed the 512M and a F-35F being driven away. So somebody stole it. After it was stolen, the car went to Japan and came to the UK in 2023. So we're talking about from 1995 to 2023. Ferrari reached out to the police after it inspected the car on behalf of an American customer purchasing the car from a broker in the UK. The police haven't made an arrest and still haven't found his teammate's F-35F. That's sick. Like, imagine that comes back to your life.
And it's still in good condition?
After being stolen. Fuck. I want that car very badly. Red on red, too? Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys like it?
It's up there, Steve.
Yep.
This next one's all you, Moses.
New Lego car.
Oh, shit. This is that thing, too. They have the same... At the yes,
296.
Go back, GPS. Go back.
Took 10 people 1,850 hours to build it.
This is in Florida.
This is the one I was talking about.
Oh, you were? Yeah, yeah. He was talking about it.
Go to the, they have it. In the, they have it exactly in there. Go back two pictures.
Yeah, but this is Florida.
This is in Florida.
Though. I know. But go. It's
but
the
they're
same,
building
it's
the same,
same
one.
Setup.
Every
Lego
land, they're doing the same thing.
Go back one more time. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, you and showed it, me this actually.
Yeah, it's this is their Ferrari. You can go there and. Build all kinds of shit, really fun.
So you go there and the kids go crazy and they don't actually do anything and throw shit around and you get mad and then you take them out.
It's crazy. Look how that thing...
Oh, the wheels.
It's real wheels.
Yeah. It's all Legos.
Features working headlights, taillights, steering wheel and wheel tire setup.
Oh, the steering wheels.
Over 350,000 pieces, weighs more than 2 tons.
Look at that shit. It's all Legos, bro.
So what do? You just look at this or
yeah,
you can like...
This one, yeah. You just take pictures and stuff.
It's marketing.
So now, did Lego pay Ferrari or Ferrari paid Lego? Well, the company.
I think Lego paid Ferrari.
I think Ferrari paid Lego, right?
No, opposite.
You don't think Lego makes more money than Ferrari?
They licensed it. They, I don't know. Joint. Maybe it was a joint thing. Nobody pays anybody anything. I don't know. But Ferrari definitely did something.
Very great.
They're not going to let them do that for no reason, you know?
Yeah. They did something.
I mean, I would let them make a Lego myself for free.
What would you, what about, imagine a wide body Urus.
Like, that'd look cool too.
Oh,
hey, that burned me last time. Is that a stupid thing again?
No, it's not the one. Oh. It was the other one.
Oh, I still have it.
That was the thing. A computer dust,
oh,
keyboard
shit,
dust.
That one burns.
Oh,
this one
was
butane.
It was itching for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we burned the skin on that one. But cool. Good job, Lego. Rolls-Royce Ghost facelift. Didn't they just release the Ghost? What the fuck? I didn't hear about this. That kind of sucks, to be honest.
Yeah, they're copying 7 Series again.
Nobody's copying 7 Series.
Look.
How does that look anything like a 7 Series?
Because his BMW brain is malfunctioning.
No, 7 Series is the same thing.
Yeah,
same what?
It's the same thing, yeah.
Same grill.
Same
what?
Instead of the one big grill, it's like two, it's like round grill. This is like flat. That one is round. And the headlights is almost the same. It goes all the way to the hood. You have the 7 Series. It's what? Okay. You cut that.
Should I not say that?
Yeah, you should not say that. Oh. Yeah, definitely.
But anyways, I don't know why they're updating this. It's getting the same infotainment as a Spectre. Rear taillights have the same internal style as a Spectre as well. So they're making the Ghost kind of match the Spectre a little bit. Basically.
It never did that before with their models, right? They never modeled one after another?
Don and Wraith?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It looks weird.
You like change picture? That's it? Looks all the same.
I mean, these people take horrible photos, but you get the idea.
There's like a big pole on the car. What is this? You know, see the up there, the rear taillights, the Spectre taillights. Cool. That makes a little more sense, but sucks for anybody that already has a Ghost and, you know, the Ghost already tanked, and then on top of it, they're updating it. It's kind of fucked up.
What Rolls Royce hasn't tanked?
Cullinan,
maybe?
Cullinan
didn't tank for a long ass time. Phantoms, obviously, they're so expensive, they tank.
Ghost for sure. Dawn Wraiths
were not bad, too, back then.
They held?
They were super in demand. Actually, I've seen some Dawns and Wraiths that are so expensive still. So I don't know.
The spec was
it's
probably
really like the new Ghost that did the worst, unfortunately.
Wow, man.
So they're trying to update it a little bit. Maybe
how crazy was the old Ghost when it first came out? It was so
old Ghost
crazy.
Hit hard because it was like new, you know? They're used to that.
How much does the Phantom, like the one that he got like loaded and everything, how much is that?
Like six. Spectres are right there too.
Yeah, but I would rather get a Phantom.
They're giving deals on Ghosts right now. It's kind of crazy. But I didn't know about this. This is kind of messed up. But yeah, let's go on to some other fun videos, I guess.
This is something Hank will do.
Cats don't zig from between horses for the lead. Where's Dorinda on the inside and Bird here erratic on the outside? Cats don't zig is actually
you had to, huh, Hank?
Outside,
but this is hilarious.
Is charging hard.
Is anybody on the back of it?
To win the
they're in back of it.
He's talking like Hank too.
For the Ostrich Derby.
That's something.
Something Moses would bet on.
No, he's talking. He's talking like him too, like Hank.
That's why I brought it up so you could start betting on this now.
That's hilarious.
What dude, their neck's not moving. When they look how fast they're going, their neck is like...
I can't believe he falls. I didn't watch it though.
And it malfunctions and breaks off. It's fucked up. And it has to happen to the guy up front, huh?
Yeah. Who would think about
he's going the fastest, so he's going to lose control. There's races.
By the way, those ostriches are gigantic. You know how big they are?
Yeah, they're
very... Look, it makes them guy look like he's like... tiny. There's like no person in it.
Oh, the broom. I was wondering that. The broom, they use it to steer them.
Really?
Oh.
So they have to take it out and like, oh yeah, that guy took it out the red.
Oh yeah, I guess you.
Oh, you steer them out. You hit them. What do? You hit them this
you
way.
You probably move them.
You point their head.
You move their body so it like turns. I don't know.
Oh, that's so oh, he flipped over too.
Who would think about this?
That's funny, man.
I mean, there's races with everything. There's...
I even saw like a kids car club and they're drag racing like electric little kids cars.
Yes.
Thought that was kind of cool, actually.
You know the seats in the Cullinan. Now these people are making
I saw the
standalone
knockoffs.
Yeah.
Looks fucking identical too. That's what's crazy. It's literally like the same trim, same everything. It's exactly a clone. But the problem is like how does it fit in everybody's trunk? It's like universal, you know?
Yeah.
And I would never get that. I don't know anybody with that's used it, really.
I've seen it in like two photo sets, but other than that,
you know, it's removable on the Cullinan too. It's like that, actually. It has handles. You can like take it out of the truck.
Yeah, that's how they did it.
Oh, did what? They copied BMW on that?
No, BMW doesn't have it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't put this in there either, but Ford is like building their headlights
Person?
To display... Wow.
Huh? Okay.
So
well,
play games while you charge.
Fix or repair daily.
Honestly, smart, man. That's kind of cool. That's a cool gimmick. I like that. You guys get what that is or no?
Yeah. It's
the projector. Like,
projector. Right?
What the fuck is going on?
See? You could project porn and whatever you want, Moses.
That's a cut.
Oh, you was thinking you're gonna get a Ford, Moses?
Ford?
You're gonna get a Ford, Moses? Fix or repair daily?
I don't like Ford. Ford
he likes Audi.
Oh, you like Prestige edition?
Ford's. I don't know. Ford sucks.
Fix or
Moses
repair
doesn't care about cars.
Ford about stands for homes. Fix or repair daily.
Ford
houses
sucks.
Only houses.
Yeah,
right?
You like soil, don't you?
Ford.
What's the best car, affordable car?
Toyota.
Not
Toyota.
Enzo, that's for sure.
Not that one. Yeah, Toyota for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, that car's still probably $2 million.
Yeah, definitely $2 million. That's cheap.
Damn.
So
it's cheap.
What the hell?
That's sad, man.
Yeah, that's a bad.
Yeah, it's not cool. The tire's in the middle of the car.
Imagine how you feel as a
dude, you're owner of that car. Very, very sad. Not only that you lost, it's the value of it. Like, it's on the internet. Like, you can't get away. This car is salvage. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right? So you lost money there.
Yeah, yeah.
But insurance, like you said, but maybe this guy doesn't even care about money.
I'm probably sure not.
If he has that car.
Yeah. You know.
Like that kid in Texas a couple of years ago that wrecked his dad's Pagani.
Yeah.
If one more person comes up there, I don't care who it is, I'm kicking
them. This time it's going to be Luis.
I'll kick him. Whoever.
Someone's coming?
I don't know. I heard steps. All right.
But the
that's sad.
The weather last week when it rained that day. Did you notice that it snowed in the valley?
It was like hail. It was like weird hail, and it became
No, there was real snow.
No, it wasn't flaky. It was like hail. Like
really heavy hail, and it like stuck, so it looked like snow. Fuck. Yeah, he's the
worst. Break that fucking finger, man.
How do you do that?
It's real snow, huh?
Oh, by your house?
No, my friend's house.
That's not snow.
Oh my god, that's snow.
That's hail.
100%. Really? Yours?
Yeah, 100%.
Show the camera.
Oh, no. It's hail.
It's just hail. A lot of fucking hail.
Yeah. It's wet, and then there's water on top. It's hail.
Sounds like a horror flick.
Yeah, that's usually how Moses' stuff sounds.
My friend sent me that. He's like, it's snowing.
Did your friend watch the podcast?
No.
Okay.
It's not snowing because it wasn't cold enough for that, for sure. But it was weird. We had weird ass LA weather last week. Weird. But it's going to start getting hot. So we're back.
It's going to start getting hot.
And the time changed, which is cool. I'm already getting used to it. And they should leave like this, obviously, so we have more daytime.
When we're driving home and we see like light, you know, it's cool.
Yep.
I think everybody agrees with this. Who says, no, I want.
Well, they're putting it through like legislation. I don't know.
If no,
it's taking not so long.
But you know, some countries they don't do the time changing anymore.
Yeah,
yeah. It just gets lighter and darker. But why wouldn't you want it to be lighter?
I guess some people like it when it's like still early. Well, also, but it's like dark, but it's early. You still have time to do. I don't know.
I like it when it's light outside.
You mean like later on?
Yeah,
because technically, it's less light in the morning and more later. Yeah. So you could later time.
Maybe there's like. When I wake up, it's dark. Does anybody wake up when it's dark?
Yeah.
So it's dark. So it's cool to have light when I go home.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's
cool.
Most people end work 5, 6, whatever, and then more sunlight time after the better for people. Yeah. There was times here before. I mean, 5 o'clock, it's already dark. That kind of is depressing a little bit, but it's okay. Anyways, what else? I think we're done. I have to piss. And
41. We're good.
Yeah. You got to go home, Hankaroo. And so watch our YouTube channels. We have a lot of fun stuff coming, a lot of builds. And every Wednesday, we release this podcast. So thanks for watching and listening to us.
Thank you.
Are we done?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fuck you.
You.
Oh, Moses. And what's worse, you're f- or you f-
which one's worse? Idiots.